Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 7th of May 2016, and this is the 358th Mole Out Loud podcast. It's been a very topsy-turvy day today. Because it's Saturday, I woke up very early at 4:30. Actually, I had put my alarm on to wake me up, but it didn't go off, and I realised that last night I had spent so long fiddling about with what tune I wanted to have waking me up, or what jingle, I'm not sure what they're called, what call tone or ringtone that I wanted, that I actually forgot to set it to on. So I was rather fortunately able to wake myself up at the right time for a verbal to visual workshop with several others. And I always manage, when I do wake up at 4:30, I feel quite alert, and it doesn't feel like a bad time at all to do the workshop. It also, because it is finished by 6, it gives me time to go for a really long walk before the cafe opens at 8. It opens at 8 on a Saturday morning. So it means that I get a really lovely walk in. And this morning it wasn't windy, and that is such a boon at the moment, because the wind has really made me reluctant to go up there. And certainly when I went up there today, there were several trees across the paths, so it probably was a good thing that I haven't been going. I also haven't had the energy to go these last few days. I've just had too much on. But I was quite late doing Mole last night, so I didn't get very much sleep all up. And so by the time I came back from the cafe and from doing the quiz with the others there, I came to sit down to my desk, and I just wanted to go to sleep rather than write the novel. And I did manage to do the 20 minutes with Michael Nobbs, with his One Thing Today podcast, working alongside him. And then I'd managed to do another half hour, and then I just couldn't do any more. So I went to bed and I had a really long sleep. I think it has been such a big 10 days, and not feeling quite up to, I don't feel quite 100% at the moment. So I think that sleep is really important, so that the not feeling quite up to scratch doesn't descend into feeling really unwell. And so it has been a very odd day. I kind of woke up, and then I thought what I really wanted to do was have a bath, which is what I usually have late at night. Well, not late at night, but last thing before I go to bed early. And so, yes, everything has been a bit reversed today. And this afternoon I had a treat in store, and it was a friend of mine had rung me up to say that she had a box, an archive box of letters that were in German, and could I look over them to see what they were about? And so I did. I went round to her place this afternoon. It was quite timely, because I think actually even in Mole yesterday, I was talking about missing the archive, missing going into archives and searching things, getting onto the trail of a story, I suppose, is what it is. But it's something I really love doing and haven't done for a long time. So this was a bit of a treat coming in on the tail of that. And when I did go around, there are quite a lot of letters, probably about, I don't know, 100, maybe 100, maybe more than 100, from different members of a family who were trying to escape from Europe in 1938, 39, 40. And they are... I didn't look at them... I sort of went through them rather than reading them in detail. But they're both really engaging and quite harrowing letters. So it's that kind of mixture of the quotidian and the crisis, kind of daily crisis as well. So I've come home with this box, and it is going to be so tempting. I don't know quite how I'm going to weave it into my life, but it has given me a little spark where I've rather been lacking one for a while. So we'll see. It is rather like going down to Mole's cellar and suddenly discovering something that I hadn't noticed was there before. I do hope that whatever you're doing, that you sometimes find that sort of deus ex machina, something comes in that alters the course of what you're doing, or perhaps enhances what you are doing, or provides another focus for what you are wanting to do. I don't know where these letters will lead. They're certainly, I mean, they're not my letters for a start, so they are. Somebody else will be doing something with them once they know what they are. But for the moment, I'm just really intrigued in the story and these people. And I look forward to going through it. I hope you've had a great day today, and that you had a good day yesterday as well. If you haven't started today, then I do hope today is a good one for you, and tomorrow as well. Thank you very, very much for listening today, for listening all this week. I really appreciate you being there. Thank you very much for listening, and I look forward to talking to you again on Monday.